The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Education and Family. Libraries struggle to afford the demand for e-books, seek new state laws in fight with publishers. Whenever best-selling author Robin Cook releases a new medical thriller, the head of the public library in West Haven knows demand for digital copies will be high. So will the price. Like many libraries, West Haven has been grappling with the soaring costs of e-books and audiobooks. The digital titles often come with a price tag that's far higher than what consumers pay. While one hardcover copy of Cook's latest novel costs the library $18, it costs $55 to lease a digital copy, a price that can't be haggled with publishers. And for that, the ebook expires after a limited time, usually after 1 or 2 years, or after 26 checkouts, whichever comes first. While ebooks purchased by consumers can last into perpetuity, libraries need to renew their leased e-materials. The modestly funded West Haven Library has spent more than $12,000 over the last 3 years to lease just 276 additional digital titles beyond what patrons can access through a consortium of public libraries. 84 of those books are no longer available. If that same amount had been spent on paper books, it would have covered about 800 titles. Imagine if a playground was built at a school with tax dollars, only to be taken down after 2 years of use, librarian Colleen Bailey said at a recent public hearing. Publishers, however, argue the arrangement is fair considering ebook licenses for libraries allow numerous patrons to borrow them, and the per-reader cost is much less expensive than the per-reader rate. Librarians in several states have been pushing for legislation to rein in the costs and restrictions on electronic material, which has been growing in popularity since the COVID-19 pandemic. Patrons are stuck on long waiting lists for audio and ebooks, and digital offerings are limited. This year, lawmakers in states including Connecticut, Massachusetts, Illinois, Hawaii, and New Hampshire have proposed bills aimed at closing the affordability gap. A bill was introduced in Virginia but was tabled in February. They face strong opposition from the publishing industry, which argues the legislation undermines intellectual property values and will harm the publishing ecosystem. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.